IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley, "We weren't allowed to ask about the big guy." By Wendell Hasebo on June 30, 2023. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley said the leadership of the DOJ's criminal investigation of Hunter Biden for alleged tax and gun violations prevented subordinates from investigating the big guy. Speaking with Brett Beyer on Fox News Channel's Special Report, Shapley said one of the biggest challenges of investigating Hunter Biden was the inability to ask about the big guy, an alias that whistleblower Tony Bobulinski originally revealed as Joe Biden from his dealings between the Bidens and a Chinese entity. "The crux of one of the issues here is that we weren't allowed to ask questions about," to add. "We weren't allowed to ask about the big guy," he said. "We weren't allowed to include certain names and document requests and search warrants. So we were precluded from following that line of questioning. We were conducting investigation of Hunter Biden, and we were trying to follow the normal process," he added. "There are definitely hindrances that I've never seen before in my 14 years concerning this investigation that didn't allow us to follow through on investigation of any other individual to include President Biden." In June, Republican lawmakers confirmed Joe Biden is the so-called big guy upon reviewing an FBI informant file. Their review concluded that Ukrainian oligarch Mykola Slachevsky, the owner of Ukrainian energy company Burisma, allegedly referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. According to Senator Chuck Grassley, ARIA, the document said Slachevsky, who allegedly bribed Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations of them as an insurance policy. "Why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied?" a New York Post reporter asked Biden. "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" he replied. Joe Biden also dismissed a question about the alleged audio tapes by turning, grinning, and slowly shaking his head while walking away. Another time, Joe Biden mockingly called the allegation of a bribe malarkey when a reporter raised the issue. "Where is the money?" he jokingly responded. "I'm joking." According to a recent poll, 52% of voters believe the Biden family received payments from foreign nationals to influence policy, while just 31% said no. Another 15% were unsure. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.